Let's see the Ramban first in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. There's a little introductory paragraph in Parshas Vayishlach. I'm not sure if it's connected to a particular pasuk, and if you can get it on the computer. There's an introductory paragraph here in Parshas Vayishlach. Can you see it, Rebessa? Maybe it's Netuah and Pasha Zos. What's it under?
Lamed
Beis Dalet. Lamed
Beis Dalet.
Nechtema parsha hazos, parshas vayishlach, v'hodiya ki hitzil HaKadosh Baruch was abdo, Yaakov Avinu, u'v'olo miyad chozak mimenu, vayishlach malach vayatzilehu. The Yeshua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ולמדנו עוד שהוא לא בטח בצדקוסו והשתדל בהצולה בכל יכולתו. So each of those statements is important, but the combination is remarkable, right? That yes, of course the Hatzolah came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in no way did that an iota detract from the hishtadlus that Yaakov Avinu made. V'yesh pa od remez l'doros ki kol asher ira da Avinu im Esav ochev ye'ora lonu tomid im b'nei Esav. That the lives of the Avos serve as paradigms for and indicate the patterns of all of Jewish history. So the same way Yaakov Avinu had this encounter with Esav, so too Ye'or Elanu Tomin in B'nei Esav. V'ro Elanu Lechos B'darko Shel Tzadik. We should prepare ourselves the shloshes advarim shehizmin hu asatzmo the tefila hu the dorum I don't know negotiation whatever the analog of doron is in contemporary mitzias hu lahatzola ked bedarach melchama levroach hu lehinatzel. Take a look in Bamidbar, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Mem Hey. Bamidbar Aleph Mem Hey. It's towards, I don't know, 2/3, 3/4 of the way through the Ramban. V'yitachen sheno ma'od. You see that verse? V'yitachen sheno ma'od. V'yitachen sheno ma'od ki hoya zeh kederv shahamalchus also bevorm l'malchama. The census that was taken mi ben esrim shana v'amala kol yotzi tzava b'Yisrael was kederv shahamalchus also bevorm l'malchama ki ato, again, before the chayta meraglim. So in Parshas Bamidbar, so they're on the threshold of entering of entering Eretz Yisrael. Ki ata hayu muzumanim likanes la'aretz v'lava v'mulchama im malchei ha'amoria she'be'eva ha'yadin v'im ha'sho'a gula. Kamo she'amah nosa im ha'nachda la'amokam she'amah Hashem. As Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yisro, we're imminently, we're right now, we're about to leave. V'hayu Moshe v'hanesim tzrichim adas misbach halutzei tzva ha'mulchama. You have to know how many chayelim you have available. You have to know what forces you have available when one has to wage war. V'chein misbah kol shevet v'shevet u'ma yifchod olav ba'arvos moed b'ma u'chos ha'mulchoma. Ki ha'tora lo tismach al ha'neis she'yirdof echad alef. V'zeh tam kol yotzei tzavu b'Yisrael. That's why the Torah describes and defines the significance of age 20 as that's the age of Yotzei Tzava, ki haminyan mipnei tzva ha'mulchama. And let's take a look further, take a look in Devarim, Perek Chaf, first Pasuk Aleph, and then Pasuk Tes. Perikhaf pasagalat in Dvarma Rosa. Kisaitzela milchomo, Ruaiso sus varechav, Zom mitzvah mechudashas. So, as we commented previously, what the Ramban means by that is that he said in the Hagadamah that most of Mishnah Torah, which gives it its name, is reinforcing or maybe elaborating, but not giving us entirely new mitzvahs, but only most of Sefer Dvarim. There are some mitzvahs which are mitzvahs mechudashos. The Ramban says this parsha is one of those, contains one of those mitzvahs mechudashos. Zo mitzvah mechudashos. Amr lahem ata bevo'om b'melchomos v'tam. The pasuk says lasir mehem ke Hashem Elokecha maholech imachem hilachem alachem im oyevechem hoshiaschem yasireim shelo yerach levavam v'lo yiru min ha'oyevim v'yomar shelo yiftachu bazeh b'gvurosam lachshav v'libam giborim anachnu v'anshei chayel ha'molchama rak sheyashiv v'libam el Hashem v'yiftachu b'yishuasa. So the reason for Losira Mehem is not because, oh, you're such accomplished, mighty warriors. No, the reason for Losira Mehem is Ki Hashem Elokecha Maholech Imachem Lilachim Lachem Im Oyevechem L'Shiyaschem. Rak sheyashivu libam el Hashem v'yiftachu v'yishuaso v'yachshavu ki lo b'gvuras asus yechpot v'lo b'shar k'hir yishirutze ki rotze Hashem esireyav esam yachalim l'chastor. Skipping a few lines, the Ramban has, you take a look at the Psukim to appreciate the beauty of the pshat that the Ramban is saying in the Psukim. Here in the Psukim, so the Torah goes back and forth between what the Kohen Mashuach Melchama says and what the Shotrim say in this parasha. So the Ramban says, if you look at sort of which lines, as it were, are assigned to the Kohen, and which lines are assigned to the Shotrim, V'hinei HaKohen, it's around three lines in the edition I'm looking at, around three lines from the end of this, of the Ramban and Pasuk Aleph. V'hinei HaKohen shuhu oved es Hashem yazhirem b'yiroso v'yavtichem. The Kohen, whose life is consecrated to Mikdosh. So the Kohen, he's the one who talks about, he gives the Havtocha. Aval hashotrim yedabu benoach shavolam pen yomos b'mulchama. But the shotrim are the ones who talk about what happens on a natural level, in the natural plane. In the natural plane, so rachmana litzlan, there are casualties in a war. Ki b'derech ha'oretz b'chol ha'mulchamos yomusu anoshim gam mikat ha'notzchem. Even the winning side has casualties. Now take a look at the Ramban Pasuk Tes. So on the one hand, the Torah says, "Losir mehem kasham elokechem aholich imochem lilachem lachem im oyevechem lehoshia eschem." And then the Torah says, after this, so here this Musa Shmuz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's waging war. And obviously, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so everything is ke'efes v'tohu. And then, so what's the final word? The final word is, you have to appoint commanding officers. Ufakdu sari tzvos b'rosh ha'am. Says the Ramban, ki ha'Torah titzave b'derech ha'aretz. Mitzvos ha'Torah, halacha operates on the natural plane. That's why the havtocha, notwithstanding, of Hashem Elokechem Haholech Imachem, so there's a chiyuv to have the army, which is why in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, the Ramban explains why they needed to know how many men there were between ages who were Yotzei Tzav of Yisrael. And that's why here in Parshas Shoftim, Ufaktu Sarei Tzva'os Berosh Ha'am, Ki Atarot Tzav B'Darach Ha'aretz, V'Tasa Hanisim Im Yireyot Bahasta. So if and when we operate on the natural plane, the way we're supposed to, so then we provide cover for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to perform Nisim. Ve'ein ha'chefetz l'fanav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want l'shanos tevo shel olam, that we should vanquish our enemies without having a first-class army is l'shanos tevo shel olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to do it, and he doesn't do it. He doesn't want to do it. Ve'ein ha'chefetz l'fanav l'shanos tevo shel olam. Zulasi kasher ein sham derech v'hatzala acheres. Oh, the other alternative for when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a Nes Nigla, which diverges from the normal Derech HaTeva fashion in the way things operate, is Ola Hodia Shmo L'Tzorov L'Itim Kasha Hoya B'Kriyas Yamsu V'Chayot Zeba. There are moments when HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to reveal himself to the world, to the skeptics, to the deniers, to the but the standard modus operandi is that ein chefetz lefanav l'shanos tevo shel olam. So it's absolutely crucial to understand Torah, to project Torah, to live Torah. It's absolutely crucial to understand two things. And if we only understand one of the two, we distort Torah. Is there a special hashgacha for Kal Yisrael? Of course there is. Are the triumphs that we enjoy attributable to Ki Hashem Elokechem Aholech Imochem Lehilachem Lachem Oyevechem Oshiaschem? Of course. And lo v'gros asus yachbot v'lo v'shor ke'er yishit yirtza v'otza Hashem esirev v'simeachem l'chasta. Me'idal Gisa, HaTorah titzave b'derech ha'aretz v'lo tismoch dineha al hanes. Me'idal Gisa, halacha operates on a natural plane. And it's not only in dinei milchama one sees it in dinei pikuach nefesh also. In dinei pikuach nefesh, if achmanu litzlan, there's a suffix hakam in Shabbos. So, if a person stops to ask a shayla, if it's clear that it's a suffix sakana, and he stops to ask a shayla, so the Yerushalmi says, "I raise a shofar." Because halacha operates on the natural plane. If a person knows one of these yisod, this is the other yisod, it's a distortion. If a person thinks everything happens purely on a natural plane, that's a distortion. If a person says that when you have an army, or you make other forms of hishtadlus, and that's kotev al tzemyadei, that's also a wholesale distortion of Torah. You know, the same way that they say who's from Lakotska, you know, in a very different context, that in one pocket a person should have a piece of paper that says Anochi Ofer Va'efer, and the other one should have a piece of paper that says Bishvili Niva Olam. So the same thing is true about these two yisados. One without the other is a wholesale distortion. To think that it's Kochi Va'otzim Yadi, of course that's terrible. But to think that the fact that one has an army, the fact that one makes political hishtaglos through a rally, that's evidence of kol kivotzim yodi, and that goes against bitachon, is equally a wholesale distortion of not one particular halacha, of the entire system of halacha. Halacha operates on a natural plane. Halacha operates on a natural plane. Komus and osav shalavim ksuvim, but it doesn't count if you don't show up to work. You get fired, you get a pink slip, you get fired. And the mezonos, which are ksuvim, don't come to the person. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein hachevet v'yado l'shanas tevo shalom. Tevo shalom is that a person has panasa because he has a job, which brings in a paycheck. And thus, his family happens to be wealthy, and he doesn't need to have a paycheck. HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates on the providential, metaphysical level only when we operate on the natural, human level. Because ein ha-chefetz l'fan of the shana sevo shalom. So that means that in order for a Yeshua to come, so we require both. We require that Hatzalah drives on Shabbos, does malacha and Shabbos as needed to get the person to the hospital ASAP. Now, is that going to make the difference? So the answer is yes and no. It's going to make the difference, because if we don't make the hishtadlus, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't intervene. So on that level, the answer is yes, that makes the difference. On another level, does that make the difference in the sense that they are the ones who can ensure and create and generate results? Of course not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rofei Cholam. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills that it's a cooperative effort. That it's a cooperative effort. And therefore, HaTorah Tetzaveh
B'Derech HaOretz. Well, I understand that we needed to put in our own status to have Ashkacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But why does that need to look like within nature? Why can't it be that if we put enough hishtadlus, why can't Hashem then perform an open miracle once we put in enough hishtadlus? Why does that hishkacha need to become in a natural way?
I don't know if we can ask why. I mean, there's a certain sort of, we're in a position to understand what some of the axioms of hishkacha are. What some of the facts of Hashkacha are. I think what Sadegon says, you know, there's a point at which a person, you know, can give reasons, and then there are just certain, just basic facts. And why do we have five fingers? You know, there's so much you can do with five fingers. Imagine if we had seven fingers. No, I think what Sadegon gives either that example or something along those lines. At a certain point, that there are just axioms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. There are axioms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria in the physical world. And there are axioms of how Hashkafa operates. And I don't think we can ask why. And that's we can recognize the what. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a natural world. He didn't create a world where, you know, every day it's a coin toss, you know, the sun got a you know, we'll have, you know, the people bet on everything. So we'll bet, you know, is the sun going to rise in the east, the north, the west, the south? So many more opportunities to lose your money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to Chot Nasan V'Yavah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will that there should be a natural world. There is a natural world. In conjunction with that Ratzon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a natural world. So part of wanting that natural world is that he wants Ruba de Ruba de Ruba, that his Hashkafa should operate within that natural system. So when there's a Tzahal and when there are Chayalim who are Moser Nefesh to go to war, so then within that natural world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs miracles. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, within the natural world, that's what the Ratzon Hashem is. It's not a question of why. It's a question of what. Same way, without Hatzolah, the person dies. Does that mean that it's Kochi Be'otzi Me'odi? Of course not. But it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will that there's a natural world, and that his Hashkacha, his involvement, is within that natural system. So that means that to open the door for his involvement, there has to be Hatzolah. The same way there has to be Tzolah. The same way, given the reality, the geopolitical realities of Zman Hazeh, given the fact that L'maiseh, for Tzahal to operate, they need American arms, so it's very important for the politicians to know that the Jews are very concerned with Medinas Israel, and that how the vote is going to go in Florida, and how the vote is going to go in New York, where there are large blocks of Jewish vote. They should know that we want that arms should be sold to Eretz Israel. And if the way to communicate that is through a rally, so that's what Yaakov Avinu did. Yaakov Avinu wasn't lacking in Betochan, and he wasn't practicing the Kochi Be'otzi Me'odi.
The view of our shtabas become even more important within the perspective of the Rambam in terms of Hashkafa?
I don't know that there's any difference in terms of the klal. I think that those differences of opinion when you talk about the yechida. But yes, I know what I mean. But I mean, yes and no, because even according to the Ramban, Eina chevetz lefan of the shanas tivos shel olam. So that means that if the metzius is that this is a circumstance and ruba de ruba de ruba de ruba, that is the case. That Eina kadosh baruch hu chevetz lefan of the shanas tivos shel olam means he won't. So you can't get more than that. No, I understand, but you understand also. Okay, that's fine. It illustrates, and this is true in other contexts as well, but this is a very powerful illustration. You know, a person can read and quote verbatim. He can be reading from Nefesh HaChayim. He can be reading Kodesh Kadoshim. He can be reading from Nefesh HaChayim. And if a person overextends by insinuation, over applies by insinuation. So a person can be reading verbatim from Nefesh HaChayim and be distorting Torah. A person can be reading verbatim from the Ramban and be distorting Torah. A person can be quoting a Maimon Chazal and distorting Torah. Because there isn't one Torah consists of, it consists of Kol HaTorah Kula. And Mishvatei Hashem Emes, Sovku Yachtov, when the Yachtov, so then it accurately represents what Ritzon Hashem is and what the system of Halacha is and how the Torah wants us to operate. But if I cherry pick one maimer and I don't keep it in the broader context of the entirety of Torah, the entirety of Halacha, where it belongs, so then that one maimer can, by my insinuation, can be used to distort and to misrepresent. Okay, we'll continue on 25 minutes.